Welcome back. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Trumos. The Mishnayos that we have today will talk about the order and the proper way that one should make the separations from their produce. Says the Mishnah, HaMaktim Truma LaBikurim. Before we even begin, let's just say it. So the proper order is as follows. First thing that you take away from your produce is the Bikurim, the first fruits, then Truma Gedola, then Maaser Rishon, and then following that, you would take Maaser Sheni and or Maaser Ani, depending on the year. So with that in said, says the Mishnah, HaMaktim Truma LaBikurim, if you designated your Truma before the Bikurim, or Maaser Rishon LaTruma, or you took away the Maaser Rishon before the Truma, or Maaser Sheni the Rishon, or you took away Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon, Afal Pishu Over Belota, say, even though technically it's an Isser D'oraisa, it's a biblical prohibition to do what you just did. Masha Asa Aswai, what you did is done, and therefore the separation that you did is considered kosher. Shanamar, as it says, that you shouldn't delay your bikurim or your truma, meaning that you shouldn't do this too late, and so therefore at the end of the day, if you did it, it's done, and you are good to go and move forward. Then says the Mishnah in Mishnah Zion, Uminayan Sheikdum Bikurim LaTruma. How do we know that Bikurim are supposed to come before Truma? Zekroi Truma Veracious, Vezekroi Truma Veracious. It doesn't actually make any sense. According to the Pasuk, it's not so clear because Bikurim is called by the Torah Truma, and it's also called first, and Truma is called Truma, obviously, and it's also called first by the Torah. So how do you know the difference between them? Ela Yikadmu Bikurim. Nonetheless, Bikurim are separated first. Shehin Bikurim Lakol. Because the very name that they have is Bikurim, which literally means the first ones, and therefore this would imply that they are the first ones out of everything. Utruma la Rishon, and when it comes to Truma, it comes before Maaser Rishon, Shehi Rishis, because Truma is called the first by the Torah, and Maaser Rishon is not called first. Maaser Rishon la Sheni, and Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni, Sheyesh bo Rishis, because Maaser Rishon contains Truma's Maaser, that's also separated from it, and that can be called first as well, because it's a form of Truma, so therefore that comes first naturally. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful day.